Here in the U.S., the House of Representatives voted today to raise government spending on college grants, but the bill faces a possible White House veto, as NPR's Larry Abramson explains.
The Democratic leadership calls the College Cost Reduction Act the largest investment in higher education since the GI Bill. The proposed legislation would cut the maximum interest rate on some student loans and raise Pell Grants to needy students by a total of $500 over the next 5 years. Democrat George Miller shepherded the bill through the Education and Labor Committee.
Several hundred thousand students a year now decide to forego a college education, even though they are completely qualified, fully prepared to go to college, because they don't know how they'll pay for it or how they'll manage the debt that they will inherit when they graduate.
The money for more college aid comes from cutting billions in loan subsidies the government now pays to lenders. Republicans like Paul Ryan of Wisconsin say that will push private lenders out of the market.
It favors a government-controlled and costly direct lending program over nonprofit and commercial lenders, promoting a backdoor of expansion of taxpayer-financed student support.
The White House says it will block the bill in its current form because the president wants to spend even more on student grants. But the White House opposes the Democratic plan to reduce interest rates, saying that would only benefit graduates, not current students. The debate sets both parties on a collision course over who gets credit for a goal that both sides support, reducing the cost of going to college. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.